Non è fan, non è sonno con i grossi, non queste casette. Sto qua di sei gospel, non è questo lo di martir. Sto qua tu analyze, e fa qua scritto live, e guardi gospel di pistol sets. Yes. As to try to win the strength that we need in this fight. So first, the pistol says that patience is necessary in order to endure the sufferings that God is sending to us, allowing us to suffer. And also the gospel says, he who perseveres to the end shall be saved. So these two phrases go together. To persevere to the end is a work of patience. And patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Ghost. It's so important. Saint Bernard says that patience is the last virtue we acquire, the most difficult. But it's very important, it's key in this battle. In my experience, for lack of patience, precisely, for lack of enduring the cross or the crisis for a long time, people is tired and decide to look for consolations, decide to stop fighting against the enemy, the world, the heresies, and they try to look for a safe place, quote-unquote safe, without being the will of God. Just to start resting a little bit. Yes. This is the main problem I have seen in this fight of 60 years already. So, patience comes from the Latin word passior. Passior in Latin means to suffer. That's it. So, to know how to suffer is patience. Suffering in the sense of present sufferings, in present tense, no? So, to know how to suffer. This is the mystery of the cross, it's the wisdom of the cross. It was Saint Leonardo IV says that it's the most important grace we should ask every day. The wisdom of the cross means how to be patient, how to suffer. To suffer the evil that we see around us, because it's too much abundance of evil. But did you notice patience is a fruit of the Holy Ghost? Means that we can have patience and to suffer well without the help of the Holy Ghost. So let's analyze this point. So, Saint Thomas Aquinas and all the spiritual saints, I could speak about the topic. They say that the Holy Ghost wills and wants to be manifested to us as often as possible. Because the difference between the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Saint Joseph, for example, and the other saints, that the Holy Ghost was acting every moment without interruption in the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph. Basically, all that Our Lady was doing and Saint Joseph was inspired and moved by the Holy Ghost. Everything. But the saints were close or farther, depends on how often the Holy Ghost will speak, act, or suffer in them. Yes? And the problem with the modernists, or the modernism, is that they put away the Holy Ghost completely. Archbishop Lefebvre speaks about this topic. He says, at Vatican II, the Masonic popes, they invited the other religions to participate. And by doing that, the only one they didn't invite was the Holy Ghost. Yes? This is why the modernist popes didn't want to have a dogmatic council, huh? They didn't want to speak about doctrine, about faith. They want to get along with all humanity, of all of mankind, speaking only in things which are nice for men and for and without fighting against anyone or making feel bad anyone. So this is Vatican II. So the Holy Ghost was not invited. This is the reason why authority of divine authority has not been used by the popes. They use their own opinions, their own heresies, their own human understanding of doctrine. But they are not faithful anymore to the Holy Ghost because they don't, yes, they don't seek after truth, they don't study, they are not willing to build up the church, they are just there to destroy the church. So, purposely, the popes have been fighting against the Holy Ghost. Purposely. So after the new mass doesn't give grace. It's intrinsically evil. So it's nothing of the Holy Ghost in the new mass. Nothing. It's no mass at all, in fact. It's a Protestant service, Lutheran service, and to replace something divine. This is a blasphemy. It's a sacrilege. It's a major offense to God. So you see, the Holy Ghost is precisely what is was given to us by our Lord when He goes in His ascension to heaven. He said, "It's necessary that I go, because if I go, I will send you the Holy Ghost to lead you in a divine mode with the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost." So, what are the gifts of the Holy Ghost which help us to in patience, to practice patience? Is the gift of fortitude. The one we receive a confirmation. In a greater degree, yes. We receive the fortitude for the first time the day of our baptism. So let's see our now. So in order to be patient, to be able to persevere with patience and during the trials and the war or the crisis going on, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the gift of fortitude. But before acquiring that gift, we need to be faithful to the Holy Ghost, when He inspired us and in the other gifts, especially in the gift of the fear of the Lord. So, the entrance to all other gifts of the Holy Ghost is the condition in order to acquire the gift of the Holy Ghost, especially the fortitude that we need, that we speak now, is the gift of the fear of the Lord. So I will explain. Because without this gift being faithful to this gift, we will not be able to receive the other gifts of the Holy Ghost, and He will not be able to dwell in us for a long time. We will fall into mortal sins. So the fear of the Lord is this reverential to live with reverence in the presence of God, with the fear of offending God. So the fear is about offending God. Yes. Why? Because we want to live in His presence. He is present to us. His infinite goodness. He's our Father. He died for us on the cross. So we have horror about sin, basically. Horror for sin. We hate our own will because it goes against the will of God very often. And our own will has been offending and killing and offending and hitting back at God, no? That's the reason why people is not advancing, is not improving, is not able to have patience, they are not able to suffer well, because they are not faithful to the gift of the fear of the Lord. According to Saint Benedict, to live in the presence of God with the fear of the Lord is the way you acquire humility. So it's the entrance to grace, but it's the entrance to the other virtues. Because you don't have humility, you don't have the rest of the virtues. Because humility is the base of the spiritual life in order to grow in the other virtues also, at the natural level. So you notice modernism took away the fear of the Lord. So the sacred realities, the presence of God. For a modernist, everything is sacred. Which is equal to say that nothing is sacred. Everything is like me, they say. This is why me, my liberty, is above all things. That's the reason why they allow men to behave in Novus Ordo churches as they wish. As they dress, as they behave, if they don't go to confession, if they receive communion in the hand, for them it's okay, because man is the God, is the new God. Because no fear of the Lord. I asked once to a priest, 85 years old, no? I said, Father, why do you do those things? Why do you give communion? Well, it's not communion, but why do you give this communion to your people? They're standing, or they are on the hands, standing. And his answer was very horrible. But he says, well, because it's enough that we are humble inside. The outside is meaningless for us, because we are humble inside. It's enough to adore God inside our souls. Horrible answer. Why? Because our body is obliged to imitate the soul. So body and soul are one reality. It's a lie to say that I am being reverent and I am sitting with a cup of coffee praying the rosary. No. Doesn't work like that. If I'm praying the rosary and I want to be reverent and having the fear of the Lord during the rosary, I cannot be sitting and drinking a cup of coffee at the same time after the rosary. No, of course not. It has to be in a silent environment, in a fitting environment, with the best of my resources, the best position, my attention, if it's possible, the best moment of the day, in order to claim that I am reverent, that I am in the presence of God, that I am submitting myself in humility to the presence of God during the rosary. It's the reason why we don't receive graces. It's the reason why people is, as we said just yesterday, people is just in a human way behaving, thinking that they are pleasing to God in a divine, in a pure human way. They focus on their will, their inclinations, in human leaders, as we saw yesterday. Because this modernism has contaminated almost everything. People is liberal. People is liberal. They detach principles from their actions. And for it, it's okay, because everybody does like that. It's horrible. Remember, so not to be liberal means that the whole time I am moved by principle, by faith, by the will of God, by the Holy Ghost. So Americanism, or to say that I detach my will in the practice from principles, yes, it's to say that the Holy Ghost is not necessary for me or our Lord's divinity. Or the religion, or the divinity of the religion of God is not necessary for me. So it's a catastrophe, because majority of people think like that. So there is no fear of the Lord. So if we have fear of the Lord, we will have modesty. We will have purity. We will have a very fruitful prayer, because we will not be... We don't want to offend God anyway. And the rest. So once you acquire the fear of the Lord with humility, is the way you dispose you to receive the gift of the fear of the Lord, is by practicing humility. The reason why Saint Benedict placed 12 degrees of humility. You have to practice every moment, every day. Once you are, by humility, ready to receive the gift of the fear of the Lord, then when you receive the next gift, which is piety, the gift of piety is when the Holy Ghost prays in us, teaches how to pray. That's when the Blessed Virgin Mary is able to teach us how she prays. And we start going to meditation and contemplation through the Holy Ghost. And we're able to do a very fruitful prayer. You see, a modernist cannot pray well, cannot, because he's not humble, and he's not in the fear of the Lord, and he's not interested in grace, in truth, he's interested in themselves, so completely barren, he's a sterile people. It's the reason we don't compromise with the faith. We don't go to groups of leaders who are trampling under the foot with doctrine. Because those people place something above the faith, and therefore they are not humble. Because they place something in the place of God. Instead of giving divine things, they give human things. Of course, those people will receive nothing. Our Lord said, I reject the proud, the proudful, and I give my grace to the humble. He said that. It's exactly what I am saying to you. If we want the Holy Ghost, we need humility in order to receive the fear of the Lord, then piety, and after that, fortitude. It's that order, how God works. Once you are humble, you respect God, you don't want to offend Him, and you pray well, and that moment when you receive the strength of the Holy Ghost to suffer the cross, to suffer God in us and through us, and therefore to have patience. Because patience is to be carrying the cross with our Lord, therefore being in peace with whatever cross God sends to you, and it's how to know how to suffer. This is patience. Patience is not human. Patience is not something human. It's one of the fruits of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, we discover who has the Holy Ghost when they have plenty of patience and plenty of very healthy and beautiful contemplation and prayers. When they have the fear of the Lord, that means when they don't like to offend our Lord at all. When you prefer to die before offending God, it's a sign that you have the fear of the Lord. You say, I prefer to lose my job than saying a lie. I prefer to lose $1 million than to say a lie. You have the fear of the Lord. And we saw during the COVID that this non-existed almost. Because people said the opposite. People said, no, I want to travel, so I trample under the feet the will of the Lord, I put the vaccine in the shot. So the opposite. To acquire a benefit, I forget about God's law. It's the opposite, people today. It's why we are so harsh against the SSPX. Because they are trampled under the foot with faith for human reasons. In an habitual manner, constantly. And therefore they don't have grace. Very little. They don't. Going there, you don't receive grace. No, almost nothing. Almost nothing. Precisely because that is what I say to you. The Holy Ghost has been changed for something else. They prefer something else than the Holy Ghost. It's just a fact. It's a fact. It's why it's so important to have doctrine and to understand these realities. What we spoke yesterday and today is related. We need the Holy Ghost, which is given to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. But we will not have it if we are not humble, if we are not fearing the Lord, if we don't live in His presence, if we don't hate sin and our will. Therefore, we don't pray well. So let's pay attention to those realities. If we don't improve, people doesn't improve, doesn't get rid of his vices or problems. They don't get better because the Holy Ghost is not acting. And this is the reason why it's not acting, the Holy Ghost. It's the whole reason. It's why a monastery is the best environment to learn these things. So hopefully pray for the monastery soon to be just running. We have many vocations already, so very soon could be on place. So you may go to spend a few weeks. Even if you are married, doesn't matter, you can spend a few weeks there and to not know what I'm telling you. How to acquire humility, obedience, the fear of the Lord, prayer, fortitude, how to see the cross, how to embrace the cross, how to be crucified for Christ. You learn all those things in a monastery through the rule of Saint Benedict, for example. It's what's so important, the monasteries and the religious life. It's impossible to have good families or seminaries, even, without the rules of religious perfection, which tells you what are the bases to learn to acquire grace, and therefore fortitude, and therefore wisdom, understanding, and heaven. And only fruit of the Holy Ghost to have it. When they say, by the fruit you shall know them, doesn't refer to number of people, a number of priests, or number of masses. Those are not the fruit that our Lord refers. When he says, by the fruit you shall know them. So what are the fruits? We have to look into people and societies to see if the Holy Ghost is there. Is the 12 fruits of the Holy Ghost. Peace, patience, longanimity, modesty, continence, benignity, faith, charity, all those, joy. These are the fruits of the Holy Ghost. No quantity of money, no quantity of priests, no quantity of sacraments, no. These are accidents. May have or not may have the Holy Ghost. We don't know. In order to know for sure what is the Holy Ghost working is the 12 fruits. Yes, fidelity is one of them, fidelity. Fidelity to God, to His will, to tradition, through the Trinity Mass, through doctrine. Fidelity is one of the hallmarks of the Holy Ghost. Especially modesty. I will say, modesty is a great sign of whether the Holy Ghost is there or not. When a priest starts relaxing upon modest code, he's going down the hill. We cannot relax at all the code of modesty. It's a fruit of the Holy Ghost. It's exactly the respect to the sacred realities of God being present in me and I in Him. The manifestation in physically of that reality is modesty, precisely. Modesty. It's a fruit of the Holy Ghost. It's how we distinguish someone is really a Catholic or not. Of course, we are not speaking about the Puritans, no, just externally, they are well dressed, no. Inside and outside, it has to be humble, it has to be with the fear of the Lord and fortitude and fidelity of all the other virtues, no? So we pray for the witness of the cross, but also that means that we have to pray for humility, and for respect, for fidelity, for honoring God and glorifying God in our neighborhoods. So we pray for these intentions of today. In the Father, and the Holy Ghost, amen.